Bar Halacha, Monday night. Not exactly continuing from last night, but continuing the theme. I think in the 3 weeks, it would be a worthwhile endeavor to talk about mitzvos that are ben adam l'chaveiro. We need not say why. And I'm not talking about headlines, you know, but poshut day-to-day things that every individual, like I suggested, Shabbos and the Drasha, a very specific thing that everybody could do. And maybe we'll be talking about halacha, you know. We're not changing the format, 60-second halacha. It's not becoming a Musa Seder, don't worry. We're keeping in the halacha format, but these are halachas. Lamosha, last night I pointed out, and I'm reviewing it because I don't think the full impact hit everyone. Let's say we're not nice to someone, right? So that's bad. But if they did something not nice to us, and in reaction we do something not nice to them, so the normal human way of thinking is that, well, then at least it's justified. But you see, the Torah doesn't think so. If you don't lend someone your pen, so you're over an aseh. But if you don't lend him your pen because he didn't lend you his pen, then you're over a lav, lo sikom. And that's worse. A lav is worse than an aseh. Now, I give you a little homework. Everybody should go home and think. It's okay to think. Think about, indeed, why that's so. Why did the Torah forbid with a more intense prohibition nekama than, like, who? If you would ask me, who's worse? Who's a bigger player? The guy that didn't want to lend the pen? Or the guy that didn't want to lend the pen because the guy didn't want to, you know, so you say it's also okay, but at least he has a reason. But you see, the Torah doesn't think that way. It's worse to take nekama than just to not want to lend someone your pen. You go home, you think about that. That's homework. But that's the type of thing I said last night, that even if you say leisisna sachicha is only bilvavecha, but if you do something to someone, or even if you don't say kachabas to him, and you're doing it as a reaction to something he did, you could be able to see kol. You might not be able to see since achicha b'lvavecha, we said according to the Rambam and Chinuch, but you might be able to see kol. Anyway, so we're going to talk about ben adam l'chaveiro, and tonight I want to make a very important point. It's a mitzvah saseh. If I would ask someone, what is your basic bedrock ben adam l'chaveiro mitzvah? So I think most people would say, v'ahavta l'rayecha kamocha. And I think that's not correct. It's not the bedrock. There's a much more fundamental bedrock, yesod, in Yiddishkeit, much more fundamental, much more all-encompassing, much more important, I'll even say. But it's an asay. You know, it's an asay. You have to do it. You have to do this. You have to do that. Machlokes Yishayim. What does it mean? You have to mamish love him. You have to make believe you love him. V'chulu v'chulu. But there's something much, much more fundamental, and that's why the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. And that's the mitzvah saseh of the halachta bidrachov. Mahu rachum, afato rachum, mahu chanun, afato chanun. While the Yahavta L'Rayecha Kamocha concerns itself with actions, probably, although it's a Chodesh Halvavos too, to a degree, that's a shaila. It depends according to which Rishonim you understand that asay. But the Etzem Inyan of ben adam l'chaveiro, the wellspring, call it, the mayan, where it comes from, where ben adam l'chaveiro is supposed to come from, is the halachta bidrachov, which the Rambam puts the mitzvah saseh, the chinuch counts it as a mitzvah saseh, the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah saseh, just about all the monei mitzvahs that I know of count it as a mitzvah saseh, and you have to be nizdamet Hashem, and it's in Hilchos Yesodei Torah. This is what a person wants to achieve in life, to be nidmet Hashem. So the Rambam says the halachta bidrachov means you have to care about someone, you have to be rachum, you have to be chanun, you have to help someone, you have to be a meitiv. This is all in the chinuch and in the Rambam. You have to do tovos for other people, and that's a fulfillment of this aseh. Okay.